Latin jazz, Dixieland, Harlem Stride. Lil followed the music as she wandered through a haze of bittersweet and almost gone. The notes flooded Lil's throat, reminding her of her own missing tongue. No songs for Lil. No words of any kind, even when she reached the guards blowing forth with their trumpet and their saxophone. Behind the men stood the entrance, her subterranean release. God, those two musicians flamed. They smoldered. But Lil wasn't made for such stationary fire. Her own expiration followed a season of small disintegrations, swirling eddies and disappearing parts. Lil's feet had once contained 52 bones. No longer. Her 100,000 hair follicles had died in swaths like some sort of tidal bloom, while her finger bones went from 54 to 26 to 10. Lil stepped past the sentries, stumbled farther, embracing the emptiness within. And all the while, Betchet and Armstrong kept blowing hard on brass and reed. In the void, Lil fragments, chips of bone and stretches of cartilage, continued to shamble, falter, crawl forward, intent on their own silent call and response.